Let go of the midship's rig!
Let go!
As the Morgan departed Newport, Rhode Island, a tugboat towed us out past the massive walls of Fort Adams at the entrance to Newport Harbor, and then into Rhode Island Sound for the journey to the vineyard. On board was a crew of about 20, as well as 9 voyagers, a playwright, a poet, authors, videographers, and others who will interpret the trip through their unique artistic talents. A small group of vineyard residents also were aboard for the passage. David Vitor lives in Edgartown.
I think this is extraordinary, and you know, we're on a ship that was not much different in design from the packet ships that established American supremacy on the North Atlantic, so we're on an emblem here of American enterprise at one of its great periods during the 19th century.
Bow and stern falls, all the way together.
And listen to the communication amongst the crew. I mean, these are commands that were given for 100 years and have slowly disappeared from our vocabulary, braces and main yards and so forth and so on.
The captain of the Morgan for the 38th voyage is Kip Files of Maine.
The last of a breed, and she's made it this far. Someone that fought in our War of Independence could have seen this vessel sail, could have seen this vessel launched. Wasn't that many years afterwards. Someone who fought in the War of 1812 could have helped build it. Someone who was in the Civil War, no doubt, sailed in it. I mean, you think of that connection.
Cast off the sheets! Cast off the sheets!
The crew was almost never idle, climbing the rigging, rushing around the deck in response to commands, and pulling on lines like a tug-of-war team to raise the sails.
All right, guys! Heave!
The hoisting is a one-time deal, although you would change sails depending on the weather.
That's Matthew Stackpole, ship historian for the Morgan Restoration.
So you might set all your sails, and then the weather deteriorated, you'd have to take sails down, and that would require people to go aloft and to furl the sails.
Stackpole says although the Morgan never sailed to the vineyard, it nonetheless has a strong local connection.
The vineyard never had the number of whale ships that first Nantucket had and then New Bedford, but it had many sailors who went to sea, and they were the crews on these ships. So the first voyage of this ship, 17 of the crew, including the captain, were from Martha's Vineyard, of the 30 or so that were on board.
All to starboard!
Main, all the way on board, east and starboard!
All aboard!
Midway through the trip, the Morgan entered Vineyard Sound. The wind shifted, and the sea became calmer. Our tugboat dropped its line and pulled away, leaving the Charles W. Morgan to travel under full sail, as it had done for 80 years.
Now you hear the wind and the waves against the hull and no engine noise, and you hear people talking, but that sound, you know.
And then, as soon as the tugboat stopped its engines and pulled away, it's
different.
Magic.
Isn't it magic? And the only real noise you hear is the orders of the crew as they handle the ship, you know. But that sound of the wind and the waves against the hull,
It seems like the weather's gotten so much better since we've come toward the vineyard. It's clear, it's less humid.
It's humid, and we're getting a little more breeze here, too.
Yeah, so it's great. Yeah.
Eventually, the tugboat returned to tow us on the final leg of the trip into Vineyard Haven Harbor. As we approached, boats of all types and sizes came out to greet us, passing motorboats, large, sleek yachts, and sailboats crammed with passengers snapping photos and calling out greetings. And things only got more boisterous as the Morgan entered the harbor. The tugboat carefully guided the old ship toward the end of Tisbury Wharf Company's pier, and the crew set about lowering sails and securing lines.
Make sure that bow line's not too fast.
East of bow
rest.
Make
fast all around.
And with that, the Charles W. Morgan was finally secure at its berth in Vineyard Haven. The Morgan is set to continue her 38th voyage across New England on June 25th, when it will depart for New Bedford. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Vineyard Haven.